looking at point number one about God's love. Let us read again verse 6. It says, "For while we're still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly." There is a focus in verse 6 on the timing of God's love. This verse talks about when God loves us, we were still helpless. And here, helpless, we see is we're reminded of the fact that we are weak as humans after the fall. But this weakness in verse 6 is more than about physical weakness. Because verses 6, 7, 8 goes on to talk about our moral weakness. For instance, look at verse 6. It describes us as being ungodly. So when did God first love us? We often would we see here it is before we even love Him. When we were too weak to love God, He still loved us. Thus, this verse 6 shows that God loves us first. He loves us even when we're unable to love Him. Let's look at the context of Romans chapter 3, verses 10 to 11. Romans 3, 10 to 11 says this: "As it is written, there's none righteous, not even one. There's no one who understands. There's no one who seeks God. Here we see that in our sin, without Christ, we don't even want to seek after God. But God loved us first. When we do seek God, we know it is the work of the Holy Spirit drawing us to God. What an amazing truth that God first loved us. We're supposed to serve God. Think of God as a master and we are His servants. In the human realm, if a master loves his servant, it's because his servant was doing a lot of good things for the master. But God did not love us because of our good works. That is an amazing truth. But sometimes we know the Bible actually teaches that He loves us even when we have nothing to offer Him. And even if that's the case, that's already an amazing love. But He also loved us when we are ungodly. If God is the master and we are His servants, He loves us even when we have done the wrong thing and rebelled against Him.
यदि परमेश्वर मालिक हुनुहुन्छ र हामी उहाँको दास हौ भने उहाँले हामीलाई हामी असक्षम हुँदा पनि र हामी खराब हुँदा पनि उहाँले प्रेम गर्नुभयो.
What an amazing love of God, is it not?
कस्तो असम्मको प्रेम परमेश्वरको होइन र?
Yes, it is, right?
Yes, you are.
Let's go to truth number two.
आउनुहोस् हामी दोस्रो सत्यतामा जानेछौँ.
God's love is greater than that of anyone.
परमेश्वरको प्रेम अरू मानिसले अरूले गर्ने प्रेम भन्दा पनि महान छ.
Again, God's love is greater than that of anyone.
परमेश्वरको प्रेम सबै भन्दा पनि महान छ, सबैले गर्ने भन्दा पनि महान छ.
We see this taught in verses 7.
अनि हामीले यो सत्यता 7 पदमा हामी देख्दछौँ.
Let us read verse 7.
आउनुहोस् हामी 7 पदलाई पढ्नेछौँ.
Verse 7 says, "For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for a good man someone would dare even to die."
धार्मिक मानिसको निम्ति मर्न तयार हुने कोही बिरलै पाइएला, कतै असल मानिसको निम्ति कसैले मर्ने आग गरी पनि हाल्ला.
Here we see it, that Paul now switches and focuses on God's love in comparison to that of others.
अनि यहाँनिर चाहिँ पावलले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको प्रेमलाई चाहिँ अरू मानिसले गर्ने प्रेमसँग तुलना गर्दैछन्.
And now it's talking about sacrificial love.
अनि यहाँनिर चाहिँ बलिदानी प्रेमको बारेमा कुरा गर्दछ.
Notice the first half of verse 7.
अनि यहाँनिर चाहिँ यो सात पदको पहिलो भाग अगाडिको भाग हेर्नुहोस्.
It says one will hardly die for a righteous man.
यहाँनिर भनेको छ धार्मिक मानिसको निम्ति मर्न तयार हुने कोही बिरलै पाइएला.
Listen, it is not every day that everyday people want to die for someone else out of love.
अनि यो यस्तो होइन कि कसले प्रेम गरेको कारणले चाहिँ प्रत्येक दिन मानिस चाहिँ अथवा चाहिँ अरूको लागि चाहिँ मर्न चाहन्छ.
It's because we love our own life. That's why it's hard to show that kind of love.
किनभने हामीले आफैले आफैलाई प्रेम गर्दछौँ, यस कारणले त्यस्तो खालको बलिदानी प्रेम गर्नको लागि हामीलाई बहुत गाह्रो छ.
Even if that other individual is a righteous man.
यद्यपि त्यो मानिस धार्मिक मानिस हो.
It is very hard to think of that idea, I would give up my life to die for him.
अनि यद्यपि त्यो धार्मिक मानिस भए पनि त्यो मानिसको लागि मर्छु भनेर सोच्नलाई पनि एकदम हाम्रो लागि गाह्रो कुरा हो.
That is what is taught in the second half of verse 7.
अनि यहाँनिर चाहिँ सात पदको बाँकी भागले यो कुरा बताउँदछ.
It raises the possibility, yeah, maybe if someone was to die for someone else, maybe that other person is considered worthy by the person that dies.
अनि यहाँनिर चाहिँ एउटा सम्भाव्यता बताउँछ, यदि कोही चाहिँ असल मान्छे छ भने कहीँ कतै चाहिँ कोही मान्छे चाहिँ त्यसको लागि मर्न तयार होला भनेर एउटा सम्भाव्यताको कुरा बताउँदछ.
Which leads us to this question.
अनि यसले चाहिँ यहाँनिर चाहिँ प्रश्न उठाउँछ.
Do we have something within us that makes it we're worthy for God to die for us?
अनि यसले प्रश्न गर्छ कि हामीमा कोही यस्तो कुरा छ जसले गर्दाखेरि परमेश्वर हाम्रो लागि मर्नलाई वा तयार हुनको लागि गराउनको लागि के हामीमा त्यस्तो कुनै एउटा कुनै ठिक कुरा छ?
Are we ourselves so lovely or so good that God should send Christ to die for us?
के हामी यस्तो प्रेमिलो र एकदम राम्रो छौ जसको कारणले गर्दाखेरि परमेश्वर पिताले आफ्नो पुत्रलाई हाम्रो लागि पठाउन सक्नुहुन्छ?
If you know everything from the book of Romans, we are all sinners and we don't deserve God's grace and love.
In the Bible, Romi ko pustak purai padhnuhuncha bhane yaha batauncha hami paapi chhau ra hamile parmeshwar ko ata chai hami parmeshwar ko anugrah hamro aafnai karan le chai hami paudainau.
Have you noticed what this three verses how it describes us?
Tapai yani ra chai हेर्नुहुन्छ यो यी पदहरूले चाहिँ हाम्रो बारेमा कसरी बताएको छ.
The description goes from bad to worse.
अनि यहाँनिर चाहिँ हाम्रो बारेमा चाहिँ यहाँनिर चाहिँ पहिला अलिकति खराबको कुरा बताएको छ भने अहिले चाहिँ झन् खराबीको कुरा यहाँनिर बताउँदैछ.
Verse 6 at first says we are helpless.
अनि पहिलो पदमा पहिलो छ पदमा चाहिँ पहिला हामी दुर्बल छौँ भन्ने कुरा बताउँछ.
Then in verse 7 it lowers that and say we are ungodly.
अनि त्यसपछि यहाँनिर सात पदले चाहिँ हामीलाई यो भन्दछ कि हामी त्योभन्दा अझै खराब हामी चाहिँ अधर्मी छौँ.
Then look with me in verses 8.
अनि फेरि आठ पदमा हेर्नुहोस्.
It says we are sinners.
अनि आठ पदले भन्छ हामी पापी हुन्छौँ.
Again even a little bit lower.
अझै त्योभन्दा खराब.
That word in the Greek is emphasizing that we intentionally rebel against God. It isn't just small mistakes. We're intentionally rebelling against God. But look with me also in verses 10. Verse 10 says, "For while we were yet enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." Did you hear what verse 10 says? We're not just only low to the point of being a sinner, we're here described as even as enemies of God. Who would die for an enemy? In our own thinking, no one would die for an enemy. Except for God, because of His love for us. What an amazing love of God. That He would die for us while we were yet His enemies. That's what verse 7 teaches. And yet he died for us while we were yet enemies, and He died for us first. Before we did not earn anything righteous for Him to love us. And that was the truth that was taught in verses 6. Which now we lead to the third point. Third point is God's love is found in Christ dying for us. Again, third point is God's love is shown in Christ dying for us. Let's read verse 8. Verse 8 says, "But God demonstrated His own love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." If you notice, it says Christ died for us. But if you were paying attention, Christ dying for us is mentioned in verse 6, verse 7, and also in verse 8. But here in verses 8, it says that Christ's death actually demonstrates that God truly loves us. The word for demonstrate in verse 8 is the idea of saying, how do we know God loves us? Oh, here is the proof. In life, we will have trials and tribulation. In the world, non-Christian world, trials and tribulation, people start often thinking, hey, that must mean I'm cursed or God does not love me. But that is not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that God uses trials to grow us as Christians because He loves us.
अनि बाइबलले बताउँछ परमेश्वरले हाम्रो जीवनमा दुःख र कष्ट आउन दिनुहुन्छ ताकि हामी त्यो दुःख र कष्टबाट उहाँमा बढ्न सकौँ किनभने उहाँले हामीलाई प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ.
Even in the lowest point of your life, you must always know that God loves you.
यदि तपाईँको जीवनको सबैभन्दा खराब परिस्थितिमा तपाईँ हुनुहुन्छ भने पनि तपाईँले यो कुरा जान्नुपर्छ कि परमेश्वरले तपाईँलाई प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ.
Look to the cross.
तपाईँले क्रुसमा हेर्नुहोस्.
And remember, Christ in history has died for you for your sins.
इतिहासमा क्राइस्ट तपाईं र मेरो तपाईंको पापको लागि मर्नु भयो.
I know as Christians we can hear so much Christ died for us.
हामी क्रिश्चियन भएको कारणले हामी क्राइस्ट हाम्रो लागि मर्नु भयो भन्ने कुरा धेरै पटक हामी सुनिरहेका हुन्छौं.
Sometimes we get cold to that truth.
अनि कहिलेकाहीँ हामी त्यो सत्यता सुन्दा सुन्दै हामीलाई त्यो सत्यताप्रति हामी चिसो हुन्छौँ अथवा चाहिँ हाम्रो लागि त्यो एकदम सामान्य बन्न जान्छ.
It could easily be we stay here and say, oh yeah, I know already God loves, Christ died for us.
अनि यहाँनिर कसैले यसरी भन्यो भने चाहिँ हामीले भन्न सक्छौँ हो मलाई थाहा छ मेरो लागि क्राइस्ट मर्नुभयो.
There's nothing new I'm learning here.
यहाँनिर चाहिँ अब केही सत्यता अथवा चाहिँ केही नयाँ कुरा बताउनु भएन भनेकै छैन.
But brothers and sisters, this is a precious truth. Christ truly died for us to save us from our sins.
मेरा प्रिय भाइ र बहिनीहरु यो चाहिँ एउटा अद्भुत र यो अमूल्य र यो महान सत्यता हो कि ख्रीष्ट तपाईं र मेरो पापको लागि मर्नु भयो.
It's so important that Paul repeats it 3 times in verses 6, 7 and 8.
अनि यहाँनिर चाहिँ पद 6 पद 7 र 8 मा पौलले 3 चोटि चाहिँ यो दोहोर्याएको छ अनि यसले बताउँछ यो एकदमै महत्त्वपूर्ण छ.
Do you realize how profound that truth is?
के तपाईँले महसुस गर्नुहुन्छ कि त्यो सत्यता कति अद्भुत र आश्चर्यम छ.
Imagine God, we know God the Father sent the Son, God the Son to die for us. Have you thought about what it would be like for the Father to send the Son? For those of us here today, if you're a father, raise your hand. Fathers?
Okay.
Okay, we could put our hands down, okay? Would it be easy to send our son to die? Even for a righteous cause such as the gospel. It would be hard, yes? Would anyone in the Bible understand just how much God has loved us so much by sending his son to die for us?
Bible ma koi cha jasle chai parmeshwar le kati mahan prem garnu bhayo aafno putra lai pathayera bhanne kura bujheko koi cha Bible?
I think the one person that knows the closest is probably Abraham.
Ani परमेश्वरको यो महान प्रेमलाई अझै नजिकबाट बुझेको चाहिँ मलाई लाग्छ सबैभन्दा बुझ्ने व्यक्ति चाहिँ अब्राहम थिए.
Again, we're going to be let's turn to Genesis 22.
आउनुहोस् हामी उत्पत्ति 22 अध्यायमा आउनेछौँ.
Let's turn it again, Genesis 22.
उत्पत्ति 22 अध्याय.
I want to look at the story of Abraham and his son Isaac.
हामी यहाँनिर चाहिँ अब्राहम र इसहाकको कथामा हामी कथालाई हेर्नेछौँ.
You might perhaps know this story. It is a strange story.
अनि तपाईँलाई यो कथा थाहा हुन सक्छ र तपाईँले यो चाहिँ असम खालको कथा छ भनेर तपाईँलाई थाहा हुन सक्छ.
In the whole Bible, we know God sent his son to die for our sins.
अनि हामीलाई थाहा छ पुरा बाइबलभरि चाहिँ परमेश्वर पिताले आफ्नो पुत्र येशूलाई पठाउनु भयो मर्नको लागि भन्ने कुरा हामीलाई थाहा छ.
But here in Genesis 22, the strange story, you see that God asked Abraham, a father, to send his son to be a sacrifice.
And so by the end of the day, you're awesome. You can have the end of the day. You're permissible. Abraham, like, ask the putra, like, bolidan dina, like, say, what on a, like, honey run away.
I believe whenever the Bible sounds very strange, that's a time to pay attention.
अनि म विश्वास गर्दछु जब बाइबलमा तपाईँले अचम्मको कुनै कुरा देख्नुहुन्छ अथवा भेटाउनुहुन्छ यो चाहिँ तपाईँले अझै महत्त्वपूर्ण कुरा ध्यान दिएर हेर्नुपर्छ भन्ने कुरा तपाईँले जान्नु.
Because deeper things are going on.
किनभने त्यो अचम्मको कुराभित्र गहिरो कुराहरू चाहिँ भइरहेको हुन्छ.
Look at verse 2.
तपाईँले दुई पदमा हेर्नुहोस्.
He says, take now your son, your only son, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you.
उहाँले भन्नुभयो तेरो छोरा अर्थात् पहिले माया गरेको तेरो एउटै छोरा इसहाकलाई लिएर मोरियाको देशमा गई मैले तलाई देखाएको डाँडामा त्यसलाई होम बलि गर.
If you remember, Isaac is the son that God has promised to Abraham.
तपाईँले यदि याद गर्नुहुन्छ भने इसहाकलाई परमेश्वरले प्रतिज्ञा दिनुभएको अनि अब्राहमले प्रतिज्ञा दिनुभएको पुत्र अथवा छोरा थियो इसहाक.
Abraham loved his son Isaac.
अनि अब्राहमले आफ्नो छोरा इसहाकलाई एकदमै प्रेम गर्दथ्यो.
God knows that.
परमेश्वरलाई यो कुरा थाहा थियो.
Look again in verse 2.
अब दुई पटक पनि हेर्नुहोस्.
God says, take your son, your only son.
अनि यहाँनिर भन्नुहुन्छ तेरो छोरा अर्थात् पहिले माया गरेको तेरो एउटै छोरा इसहाकलाई.
Whom you love.
जसलाई अझै यहाँनिर भनेको छ अर्थात् पहिले माया गरेको.
Does that sound like any verse we've ever heard before?
अनि तपाईँले चाहिँ यो यसो पढ्ने बेलामा चाहिँ हामीले अगाडि सुनेका पदहरू जस्तो तपाईँले कुनै पद जस्तो तपाईँले भेटाउनुहुन्छ.
What is our theme verse?
हाम्रो चाहिँ theme pod kun ho aajko.
John 3:16, yes?
Yuna tingo sora hamle suru ma padeka thiyau.
You remember, God so loved the world, he gave his only son.
Tapaile yaad garnu hos, parmeshwar le sansar lai yesto prem garnu bhayo, wale aafno eklauti putra dinu bhayo.
It almost sounds like John 3:16.
Ani yo dui pad chai hamile thyakkai Yuna tingo sora jastai suninchha ra dekhinchha.
But Genesis 22 came first, thousands of years before.
Tara यो चाहिँ उत्पत्ति बाइबलको दुई पद चाहिँ युहन्ना 3 अध्यायको 16 भन्दा धेरै हजार वर्ष पहिलाको पद हो.
He supposed to sacrifice his son.
अनि यहाँनिर चाहिँ अब्राहमले आफ्नो पुत्रलाई बलिदान दिनु पर्थ्यो.
Look with me in verses 6.
अनि त्यहाँ पनि शपथमा हेर्नुहोस्.
When they got to the location, he put the wood on his son's back.
अब्राहमले होम बलिको दाउरा उठाएर आफ्नो छोरा इसहाकलाई बोकाए र आगो र छुरी आफ्नो हातमा लिए.
The two walked on together.
यसरी ती दुई जना सँगसँगै गए.
Do we know anyone else in the Bible that had to carry wood on his back?
तपाईँलाई थाहा छ बाइबलमा कोही यस्तो छ जसले चाहिँ आफूले चाहिँ दाउराको भारी बोकेर जानु परेको थियो?
Notice the location in verse 2.
अनि हामी दुई पदलाई हेरौँ फेरि.
It's a place called Moriah.
अनि यो चाहिँ मोरियाह भन्ने ठाउँ हो.
We will talk about that later.
अनि हामी त्यसको बारेमा अहिले पछाडि कुरा गर्नेछौँ.
Notice the son asked the question in verse 7.
अनि यहाँ सात पदमा हेर्नुहोस् अनि छोराले चाहिँ आफ्नो बुवासँग प्रश्न गर्दछ.
Asking question, where is the lamb for the offering?
अनि यहाँनिर भने चाहिँ अब्राहमलाई चाहिँ आफ्नो छोरा इसहाकले भनेको छ बुवा अनि त्यसपछि यो आगो र दाउरा त छन् तर होम बलिको थुमा चाहिँ खोइ.
At this point the son does not know he's going to be the sacrifice.
अनि यो खण्डमा चाहिँ अब यो समयमा चाहिँ इसहाकले थाहा छैन म आफै चाहिँ बलिदान हुन जाँदैछु.
But remember the word lamb.
अनि तपाईले यहाँनिर चाहिँ एउटा शब्द याद गर्नुस् थुमा भन्ने शब्द.
Of course we know God spared his son Isaac.
अनि हामीलाई थाहा छ परमेश्वरले चाहिँ अब्राहमको छोरा इसहाकलाई बचाउनु भयो.
That's found in verses 11 and 12.
And so I mean the 11 and 12 verses I'm reading this on.
Instead God provided a ram in verse 13.
Tara from group ka ek jana 13 pad ma yani ta chai sorry ya 13 pad ma Abraham le maati tile herera euta bheda jhari ma ching aljera baseko dekhe aba yani ta chai parmeshwar le chai yani ta chai euta bheda प्रदान गर्नुभएको छ.
You see the idea of substitution taking place.
अनि तपाईँले यहाँनिर चाहिँ इसहाकको ठाउँमा अरू कुनै कुरा ल्याएर चाहिँ भेडालाई यहाँनिर चाहिँ प्रतिस्थापन गरेको कुरा तपाईँले देख्नुहुन्छ.
Abraham then gives a name for that place.
अनि अब्राहमले त्यो ठाउँलाई नाम दिन्छ.
He names that place literally the Lord will provide.
अनि यो चाहिँ उसले चाहिँ यो ठाउँको नाम चाहिँ परमेश्वरले जुटाउनुहुन्छ.
And provide in that mountain as it says.
अनि परमप्रभुको डाँडामा जुटाइनेछ भनेर यहाँनिर राखिएको छ.
You know where Mount Moriah is?
तपाईँलाई थाहा छ यो मोरिया भन्ने पहाड चाहिँ कहाँ थियो?
It's actually Jerusalem.
अनि यो यरुशलेममा थियो.
But in this case you see God spared this father from killing his son.
अनि यहाँनिर चाहिँ आफ्नो पुत्रलाई अथवा चाहिँ एकजना बुवालाई आफ्नो छोरा मार्नदेखि परमेश्वरले बचाउनु भएको छ.
But when God, when it comes time for God with His own Son, Jesus Christ, He did not, no one else saves His Son.
अनि जब परमेश्वरले आफ्नै पुत्रलाई चाहिँ मार्न पर्यो त्यति बेला चाहिँ त्यहाँनिर चाहिँ कसैले चाहिँ त्यो पुत्रलाई मर्नदेखि बचाउने थिएन.
God the Son also carried wood on His back. Jesus Christ also carried the cross.
तपाईलाई थाहा छ येशु ख्रीष्टले पनि आफ्नो पछाडि काठ बोकेर जानुभएको थियो. अघिको इसाकको याद गर्नुहोस् है, तपाईँले अब्राहम र इसाकले पनि के गरेका थिए, काठ बोकेर उनीहरू सँगसँगै गएका थिए. यहाँनिर चाहिँ येशूलाई बताउँदै
We know Jesus is the Lamb of God.
अनि हामीलाई थाहा छ येशू चाहिँ थुममा हुनुहुन्छ.
We know that God loves us. He did provide a sacrifice.
हामीलाई थाहा छ परमेश्वरले प्रेम गर्नुभयो, यसकारणले उहाँले बलिदान जुटाउनु भयो.
Genesis 22 gives us a little more window and appreciation for the Father's love in saving us.
अनि हामीलाई उत्पत्ति 22 अध्यायले अलिकति चाहिँ पिताले आफ्नो पुत्रलाई चाहिँ पठाउनु भएको अथवा चाहिँ हामीलाई प्रेम गरिकन पठाउनु भएको कुरामा धन्यवादी हुने कुरा चाहिँ हामीलाई यहाँनिर उत्साह दिन्छ.
Never take the truth Christ died for us for granted.
अनि ख्रीष्ट हाम्रो लागि मर्नुभयो भने सत्यतालाई तपाईँले आफ्नो फाइदाको लागि त सामान्य तपाईँले नलिनुहोस्.
It should move us to love Him. How much God the Father Himself demonstrated love.
यसले तपाईँले मलाई परमेश्वरलाई प्रेम गर्नलाई उत्साह दिनुपर्छ कि परमेश्वरले तपाईँले मलाई कति महान प्रेम गर्नुभयो.
Let us think also of the love of God shown by, from the perspective of Christ.
अनि आउनुहोस् हामी यसरी सोचौँ, परमेश्वर पिताको प्रेम चाहिँ ख्रीष्ट येशूलाई पठाउनुमा देखिएको छ अथवा चाहिँ प्रकट भएको छ.
Most of the description about Christ's death is actually witnesses or a third person, someone else talking about Christ's death.
अनि यहाँनिर बाइबलमा जति पनि हामी धेरै जसो हामी ख्रीष्टको बलिदानको बारेमा हामी खण्ड पाउँदछौँ भने यो चाहिँ विशेष गरी अरूले देखेको कुरालाई चाहिँ बताएको छ.
For instance, Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew is written by one of the disciples.
अनि हामीलाई थाहा छ मत्तीको पुस्तकलाई एकजना येशूको चेलाले लेखेका हुन्.
But we ask the question, is there anywhere in the Bible that shows the perspective of him dying on the cross from his own view? Is there any Bible passage that talks about Christ's death from Christ's own eyes?
अनि तपाईँले चाहिँ बाइबलमा कुनै एउटा कुनै यस्तो पदहरू पाउनुहुन्छ जहाँनिर चाहिँ ख्रीष्ट आफै वा आफ्नै बुझाइमा उहाँ मर्न जाँदै हुनुहुन्छ भन्ने कुरा देखाउने पद कुनै पाउनुहुन्छ?
Again, we ask this so that we would grow in loving Christ with his dying for us even more.
हामीले यो प्रश्न सोध्दैछौँ ताकि हामी ख्रीष्ट हाम्रो लागि मर्नुभयो भन्ने कुरामा चाहिँ त्यो सत्यता र त्यो प्रेममा हामी बढ्न सकौँ भने.
Let us turn to Psalm 22.
अनि भजन सङ्ग्रह 22 मा आउनुहोस्.
We're going to be looking at Psalms 22.
हामी भजन सङ्ग्रह 22 मा हामी हेर्ने छौ. त्यहाँ नि त येशू आफैले आफ्नो मृत्युको बारेमा बताउँदै.
To answer this question. To answer a question.
हामीले अघि सोधेको प्रश्नको जवाफ दिनलाई.
Christ's death, what does it look like? What does it feel like from Christ's own experience?
ख्रीष्टको आफ्नै आँखा र उहाँको आफ्नै अनुभवमा उहाँको मृत्यु कस्तो देखिन्छ भन्ने कुरालाई हामी यहाँनिर हेर्ने छौ.
Read with me let's read verse 1.
आउनुस हामी एक पदलाई हेर्नेछौ, पढ्नेछौ.
Says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Far from my deliverance are the words of my groaning.
हे मेरो परमेश्वर, हे मेरा परमेश्वर, तपाईले मलाई किन त्याग्नु भएको छ? मलाई बचाउनु भएको तपाईँ किन यति टाढा हुनुहुन्छ? अनि मेरो करुण कन्दनका शब्दहरूबाट त्यति टाढा.
That first sentence, that first question, do we know anyone in the Bible that says asked this question before?
तपाईले थाहा छ यो पहिलो पदमा जुन प्रश्न सोधिएको छ यो प्रश्न बाइबलमा अरू कसैले सोधेको छ परमेश्वरसँग?
Answer me.
जवाफ दिनुहोस्. कसैले सोधेको छ यो?
Who is it? Whose words are these?
कसको शब्द हो यो?
Christ, right?
Christको शब्द.
Okay. Christ, okay?
Christ.
I think this psalm shows the perspective of Christ on the cross.
अनि यो चाहिँ यो यहाँनिर चाहिँ यहाँनिर चाहिँ विशेष गरी यो भजन सङ्ग्रह हो, एउटा चाहिँ कविता अथवा चाहिँ एउटा गीतको शैलीमा लेखिएको छ. तर यहाँनिर चाहिँ विशेष गरी यो जुन अगाडिको शब्दहरू छ यो कसको मुखबाट निस्किएको तपाईँले बाइबलमा देख्नुहुन्छ भन्ने प्रश्न थियो. त्यसमा चाहिँ कसको मुखबाट निस्किएको तपाईँले देख्नुहुन्छ? क्रिस्टको मुखबाट निस्केको तपाईँले देख्नुहुन्छ क्रुसमा अनि उहाँले त्यही बताउँदै हुनुहुन्छ.
Look with me also as one verses 17.
अनि फेरि तपाईँ सत्र पत्र पनि हेर्नुहोस्.
It says, I can count all my bones. They look, they stare at me. Do you remember when Christ died? None of his bones were broken. This is a prophecy. It's written by David.
अनि यो चाहिँ देवीले लेखेको यो भजन सङ्ग्रह
हो. 1000 years before the cross.
येशू ख्रीष्टमा मर्नु भन्दा हजार वर्ष अगाडि.
Look at verse 18.
अनि फेरि 18 पदमा हेर्नुहोस्.
They divide my garments among them and for my clothing they cast lots.
तिनीहरू मेरा वस्त्रहरू आपसमा बाँड्छन् र मेरो पोसाकको निम्ति तिनीहरूले चिट हाल्छन्.
Did this happen when Christ died?
के ख्रीष्ट मर्ने बेलामा यो भएको थियो?
Yes. This is a messianic prophecy.
This kind of saying Christ ko adwa chai aune wala Christ ko bare ma bataune yo bhajan sangrah ho.
I think the most amazing is verse 16.
Ani yani ta chai euta ashramma ko kura chai pad 16 cha.
It says dogs have surrounded me, a band of evil doers have encompassed me. They pierced my hands and my feet.
Kukur haru mero charai pati chan. Kukarmi haru ko samuh le malai ghereko cha. तिनीहरूले मेरा हात र मेरा खुट्टा छेडेका छन्.
I think this shows the crucifixion.
अनि यो पदले चाहिँ क्रुसको क्रुसको घटनालाई अथवा चाहिँ उहाँ कल्वरी क्रुसमा मर्नु भएको कुरालाई देखाउँदछ.
Every Jewish Bible for unbelieving Jews, they still have this psalm there.
अनि विश्वास नगर्ने यहुदी अथवा येशूमाथि विश्वास नगर्ने हरेक यहुदीसँग पनि उनीहरूसँग यो बाइबल छ, यो खण्ड छ.
What a beautiful treasure the Old Testament is pointing towards Christ.
कस्तो असम्मको परमेश्वरको यो सम्पत्ति जसले चाहिँ पुरानो करारले पनि ख्रीष्टलाई देखाउँदछ.
Do you realize Psalm 22 also talks about us?
के तपाईलाई थाहा छ भजन सङ्ग्रह 22 ले हाम्रो बारेमा पनि कुरा गरेको छ.
Look with me in verse 27.
आउनुस हामी 27 पदमा हेरौं.
All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nation will worship before you.
समस्त पृथ्वीका सबै जातिहरूले स्मरण गर्नेछन् र परम प्रभुतिर फर्कनेछन्. जाति जातिका सबै परिवारहरूले उहाँलाई दण्डवत गर्नेछन्.
Even at this moment in Nepal, are we not worshiping the one who's died for us?
यद्यपि अहिले हामी नेपालमा के हामीले जो हाम्रो लागि मर्नुभयो उहाँलाई हामीले आराधना दिइरहेका छैनौँ?
What a wonder that I could be an American or Chinese and we could be, you guys could be Nepali and we're here glorifying, loving the Christ who died for us.
यो कस्तो अचम्मको कुरा. म चाहिँ एउटा अमेरिकाको एउटा चाइनाको मान्छे भएर फेरि तपाईँ नेपालीहरूसँग मिलेर यसरी हामी ख्रीष्टको महिमा गरिरहेका छौँ.
We gather together because of one thing in common, our love, our God loves us and we love him back.
हामी एउटै सत्यताको कारणले हामी यसरी एक ठाउँमा भेला भएका छौँ. किनभने परमेश्वरले पहिला हामीलाई प्रेम गर्नुभयो र हामीले उहाँलाई प्रेम गरेको कारण हामी यसरी छौँ.
Do you remember when we looked at Genesis 22 earlier? It says that God will provide a lamb.
अनि तपाईँलाई थाहा छ हामीले अघि 22 अध्याय उत्पत्ति 22 अध्यायमा हेर्ने बेलामा चाहिँ त्यहाँनिर चाहिँ यसरी भनिएको थियो परमेश्वरले जुटाउनुहुन्छ.
Now if God provides a lamb, there's a sense we could say God is our shepherd.
अनि हामीले त्यहाँनिर चाहिँ हेर्यो भने परमेश्वरले चाहिँ यदि परमेश्वरले यदि ठुमा दिनुहुन्छ भने त्यहाँनिर चाहिँ यो पनि अर्थ छ कि उहाँ गोठालो हुनुहुन्छ.
If you look, the next psalm is Psalms 23.
अनि तपाईले चाहिँ यो भजन सङ्ग्रह पछाडि अर्को भजन सङ्ग्रह हेर्नु भयो भने भजन सङ्ग्रह 23 तपाईले देख्नुहुन्छ.
What is Psalms 23 about?
अनि भजन सङ्ग्रह 23 केको बारेमा छ?
Look at verse 1, Psalms 23 verse 1.
अनि भजन सङ्ग्रह 23 को पहिलो खण्ड हेर्नुहोस्.
It says, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
परम प्रभु मेरो गोठालो हुनुहुन्छ, मलाई केही कुराको अभाव हुँदैन.
Now remember, in Psalm 23, the author is assuming that the Jewish reader already know the book of Genesis.
अनि यहाँनिर चाहिँ जब यो भजन सङ्ग्रह भजनकर्ताले भजन सङ्ग्रह 23 को एक लेख्दैछ, उसले चाहिँ पहिले यो माइन्डमा उसको दिमागमा सोचिरहेको छ कि यो अथवा योदीहरू जसले योलाई पढ्नेछ उनीहरूले पहिला उत्पत्ति 22 अध्यायलाई पढिसकेको हुनेछ भनेर सोचिरहेको छ यहाँ लेख्ने बेलामा.
Earlier God says in the future he will give a lamb who will be provided for the world.
अनि त्यहाँनिर चाहिँ हामी देख्दछौँ कि परमेश्वरले चाहिँ ठुमा दिनुहुनेछ जसले चाहिँ यो सारा संसारको लागि उद्धारको काम ल्याउनेछ.
If you read this during this time, you'll be waiting for God to talk about something about sheep, or maybe He's a shepherd. Psalms 22 has just talked about Christ's sacrifice, which we could say is He is the Lamb of God. I think Psalms 23 is Christ's perspective of God as the shepherd.
यो चाहिँ ख्रीष्टको आफ्नो तर्फबाट लेख्दै हुनुहुन्छ परमेश्वर पिता चाहिँ एउटा गोठालोको रूपमा.
I think in light of this we read Psalms 23 a little bit more differently.
अनि यो सत्यता चाहिँ हामी भजन सङ्ग्रह अलिकति फरक तरिकाले अध्ययन गर्छौँ.
Look with me in verse 5.
अनि तपाईँ पाँच पदमा हेर्नुहोस्.
You prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows.
यहाँनिर चाहिँ भजन सङ्ग्रह 23 चाहिँ ख्रीष्टले आफ्नो पितालाई चाहिँ एउटा गोठालोको रूपमा उहाँले हेर्दै हुनुहुन्छ र ख्रीष्टको तर्फबाट हामी यो भजन सङ्ग्रह हेर्दैछौँ. धेरै पटक हामीले आफूलाई चाहिँ याद राख्छौँ अनि त्यसपछि परमेश्वर पितालाई चाहिँ गोठालोको रूपमा हेर्छौँ है. तर यहाँनिर चाहिँ उहाँले भन्नु खोज्नु भएको छ यो खण्डमा ख्रीष्टले आफ्नो पितालाई चाहिँ एउटा गोठालोको रूपमा उहाँले हेर्दै हुनुहुन्छ र आउनुहोस् पाँच पदमा हेर्नुहोस् के भन्छ. मेरा शत्रुहरूका सामुने तपाईँले मेरो निम्ति भोजन तयार पार्नुहुन्छ. तपाईँले मेरो शिर तेलले अभिषेक गर्नुहुन्छ. मेरो कचौरा भरिएर.
Here, if you look at verses, oh, you already read verse 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Here in verses 5, notice the word enemies. Do you remember we talked about Romans 5 earlier? In our sin, we're enemies of God. And yet this verse says God has prepared a table for Christ before his enemies.
अनि यो पदले फेरि भन्दछ मेरो शत्रुहरूका सामुने तपाईँ मेरो निम्ति भोजन तयार पार्नुहुन्छ.
When you read this, what do you think about?
जब तपाईँले यो पढ्नुहुन्छ तपाईँले के सोच्नुहुन्छ?
I think of the Last Supper.
अनि म विचार गर्छु म सोच्छु कि यो चाहिँ प्रभु भोज हो.
I think of Judas.
अनि मैले यहाँनिर चाहिँ युदालाई युदा इस्करियोतलाई याद गर्दछु.
But I also think about his disciples.
अनि म येशूको चेलाहरूलाई पनि यहाँनिर सम्झिन्छु.
Like all of us, the disciples were all sinners and enemies of God, naturally.
हामी जस्तै ती सबै चेलाहरू पनि पापमा थिए र उनीहरू पनि परमेश्वरको शत्रु थियो.
And God prepared a table.
अनि परमेश्वरले चाहिँ पुत्रको लागि भोज तयार गर्नुभयो.
And in the gospel, Christ took the cup of God's wrath.
अनि सुसमाचारमा हामी हेर्यौँ भने परमेश्वरको क्रोधको कचौडा ख्रीष्टले लिनुभयो पिउनुभयो.
Christ lived out verse 4.
अनि यहाँनिर चाहिँ
Christ lived out verse 4. Christ verse 4 describes what Christ did when he takes the cup of wrath.
अनि यहाँनिर चाहिँ चार पदले चाहिँ येशूले जब परमेश्वरको क्रोधलाई लिनु क्रोधको कचौडा पिउँदै हुनुहुन्थ्यो उहाँले के गर्नुभयो भन्ने कुरालाई देखाउँछ.
Where it says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
मृत्युको अन्धकारमय घाटी भएर जानु परे तापनि म कुनै खतरादेखि डराउने छैन किनकि तपाईँ मेरो साथमा हुनुहुन्छ.
Why did Christ go to the cross?
येशू ख्रीष्ट कलवरीको क्रूसमा किन जानुभयो?
Why did Christ endure the wrath of God the Father?
ख्रीष्टले किन परमेश्वरको त्यो क्रोधलाई पनि उहाँले दिनुभयो?
The answer is found in verse 6.
अनि त्यो उत्तर चाहिँ हामी यहाँनिर छ पदमा देख्दछौँ.
So that we would be able to be in the presence of the Lord forever.
ताकि परम प्रभुको घरमा म सदा सर्वदा बास गर्नेछु.
And he did this as an act of love for us.
उहाँले यो गर्नुभयो ताकि उहाँले आफ्नो एउटा प्रेमको कामको
What an amazing love that Christ would die for us.
कस्तो अचम्मको प्रेम ख्रीष्ट हाम्रो लागि मर्नुभयो.
What an amazing love that Christ, God the Son, would send God the God the Father would send God the Son to die for our sins.
कस्तो अचम्मको प्रेम परमेश्वर पिताले आफ्नो पुत्रलाई तपाईले मेरो पापको खातिर मर्नलाई पठाउनु